see trees of green, red roses too.
9 minutes after the hour here on the Crystal Frost Show. Crystal a little under the weather this morning, so Vic McCarty sitting in with the lovely and talented Colleen Wares. And, well, if it's Wednesday, 10 o'clock, we must be talking to our good friend Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. And good morning to you, young lady.
Good morning, Vic. Good morning, Colleen. Well, we just happened to, we saw this guy going past the studio and just decided to invite him on board.
Hey, want
to
be on radio?
Perfect guest today, Kevin Klein.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, you know, as the director of our Cherry Capital Airport, we're talking about a lot of things, travel, and especially what's going on and everything now, and some, you know, maybe some fears people have, things like that, and rightfully so. But, you know, Kevin, tell me do you see any difference right now as you look at the traffic going through the airport and anything you're doing different?
Well, absolutely. You know, with the fears of the general public and things that are going on, I think it's responsible for all of us to, you know, be mindful of knowledge of information that's out there and, you know, what the current public health situation is with the coronavirus. And, you know, it's up to the airlines, it's up to the airports, it's up to everyone, the general public, to talk about the safety and security of travelers. Because if we don't have that, we don't have travel.
Right.
And so, you know, the airport is very aware of what's going on. We're in close contact with the lines of communications from the CDC, the local health department, and the different policies and procedures that are being offered in the guidance. And so it's raising the awareness of everyone out there and taking those precautions that are being offered. Mm-hmm. We're seeing the airlines, as soon as cases, you know, dating back to December, that things have been made aware. We've seen airlines taking caution with how they communicate with travelers, ensure airplane cleanliness. Some of those procedures have been ramping up. And so we've seen a lot of that in recent days and even hours on what's happening. I think every CEO of all the airlines have put out some form of communication this week indicating that they are wanting to work with travelers if it's rebooking or delaying travel or just promoting today's travel. And so we're seeing a lot of that taking place. And so from the airline side, what you're seeing is stepped up procedures and procedures from lessons learned, I think dating back to the early 2000s when SARS, MERS, H1N1 have come into play. So air filtration systems in airport or airplanes have been updated. We have HEPA filters and different tools in that regard. You're seeing procedures of cleanliness. I think Delta announced yesterday of using a disinfectant fogger type machine. But American Airlines, I talked with the station manager this morning here in Traverse City, and they've updated their procedures on cleaning between flights. You talk about the armrests, the tray tables. I'll call them the public surfaces that we come in contact with on an airplane. They have procedures now to implement that. Also at the airport, we've upped our cleaning procedures, of course, using cleaning supplies that are effective on these types of viruses. So we're cleaning our public surfaces multiple times of the day, offering hand sanitizer. But even with all that said, you know, it comes down to travel comes to be a personal decision, and there's a lot of information on how to make that decision that the CDC puts forward. And, you know, when you look at who's most affected, immune situations, where's your immune system compromised, older adults run into that issue quite a bit. Those that have chronic medical conditions, very to be made aware. So, you know, and what can you do? And so I say first, before any of the fears and anything else, let's go back to what mom taught us.
Wash our hands.
Wash our hands. Clean your hands often. wash them often. Soap and water is the best way to do it. So as you travel throughout the and using public transportation, washing your hands often, frequently, and doing that is very, very important. You know, and do it for a length of period of time longer than 20 seconds.
Right.
You know, not a quick into the bathroom, soap and water, and wash your hands. If soap and water is not available, the hand sanitizers are. And we've increased hand sanitizers throughout the airport. I also traveled last week out to Phoenix and met with airlines and traveled through multiple airports. And hand sanitizers are being offered everywhere. So utilize those that are out there. And then just some simple common practice. You know, we talked about the handshake, the fist bump, the elbow bump, the knee, the toe kick. You know, using simple things, but also avoiding common things of, you know, hey, use your coat sleeve to press the elevator button, door handles, that kind of stuff. But also cough, I call it cough etiquette, cold etiquette. If you're sick, stay home.
Right.
If you're, you know, we all grew up in a generation where, you know, we made some,
we
go decision. We want it to work and everything else.
Right.
But today's,
gotta play hurt. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So today's world where we have to, if you're sick, you got a cold, stay home. That applies to some of the travelers too, that, you know, stay home on that, those things. But consult your medical provider on those issues. If you're compromised, they're the ones that are going to help you make that decision,
right,
and get you through there. So, but, you know, other things that you can do, avoid touching your nose, your face. It's a common thing we all do. It's habits that we all have.
Right.
And so it's just being aware of that. And then, you know, just being, you know, all aware of who's around you, what's going on, that kind of stuff. And, you know, take the extra time to think about what you're doing to make your travel experience there. And so you ask then, how's it affecting travel? Well, Cherry Capital Airport, the month of February, had its best month of February in its life and had 67.6% growth.
Really?
So, you know, when we saw that, not only with the new service with Allegiant, we saw that with every carrier that was at the building growing more than 20% themselves. So, travel's still there. Travel's still very important. But it's, you know, we're all taking a moment, a pause, to make sure we're doing it safely and we have everyone's safety and security in mind.
You know, and Kevin, you know, the suppliers in our industry, airlines, for instance, it is very fluid these days on what everybody is doing, what individual carriers are doing. It's not all cookie cutter. They're all doing the same thing. But many of them are waiving change fees. Many of them are doing things like that from an airline perspective. And that's why on a daily basis, we're getting so many emails in here from the president, CEOs, all the people who educate us on what's going on as of the day. When you look at where the cruise line industry is, and I know that that's been so visible out there, they're not all the same as far as what they're doing. And right now, CLIA, which is the Cruise Line International Association, has been meeting with the White House, meeting with Mike Pence. And they have a very proactive approach to what they're going to do in addition to the normal cleaning that you do. If you've ever cruised, you just see them constantly working on, you know, wiping things down, even down to the poker chips,
mm-hmm.
Okay? So they're putting more robust into it as well, but it is a visual thing because there's a lot of people, let's say, on board, and that's what you're seeing
right
through there.
Yep.
People are still cruising, okay? We are getting some cancellations, no doubt about it. People, especially of a certain age, you know, generation, are really heeding some of the advice, okay?
Yep.
And we see that. There's a lot of things within not only the cruise lines, the tour companies, if you had an escorted trip to Europe or whatever be the case, where there's a lot of daily, this is what we're going to do, this is, you know, here's what we're going to allow so you're not losing all your money.
We mm-hmm.
certainly, if people took out travel insurance, we're looking down through every little part of that with them. But we can't, as you can't, if somebody says to you, Kevin, should I fly? you can't make a decision for them. We can't make a decision. That is a personal
decision. It's a very personal decision, and you only know what is affecting you. And right. So, you know, I made the decision to fly last week, and I'm looking forward to making the decision to fly in the future. So it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's a health-based decision, and it's personal to everyone that's out there. Just know that the industry is putting its best foot forward to ensure the safety of the traveling public mm-hmm. and that the cleanliness is happening because we've learned over the years. And those are the lessons learned that are being applied. You know, one of the things that some of the airlines announced as soon as they found out the international destinations were being impacted, they've cut flights.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that's been mandated by the CDC. And then we're now seeing some of the impact, I would say, some reduced flights. Each airline is doing that because of that feed, the international feed now, right. and those destinations that those international travelers typically go to, mm-hmm. they don't have those travelers. Mm-hmm. So you'll see some reduced schedules in that. But, you know, overall, domestically, you know, I think it still remains very strong. Mm-hmm. I still will see that. And I think, you know, at the end of the year, we'll see international numbers, of course, down. But I think domestic travel will still be very strong.
Right, and we're seeing, obviously, spring break is right around the corner, okay? We have not seen a lot of cancellations for spring break, depending on the destination, depending on how you're going to do it. A lot of people are still going to those warm destinations, whether it be the Caribbean, whether it be mm-hmm. Mexico, and doing all the things that they do every year. And then you and I spoke when I asked you a couple questions early, a couple weeks ago. I mean, Cherry Capital gets all set up about this time of the year with some extra things of the cleaning of the wipes and the whole nine yards. I mean, this has been going on for years because it's flu season.
Absolutely. You know, flu, and that's, you know, going back to the lessons learned. We've had seen other viruses and different things, and so we've learned. And it's continued cleaning, changing cleaning, ensuring cleaning products mm-hmm. meet those criteria that will handle the viruses. So we're constantly evolving in that regard, because yes, we know what this year's virus is, mm-hmm. but 2 years from now there could be
right.
another virus.
Yeah. Exactly. That's interesting what you say about flu season, and you know, you mm-hmm. don't think about that, but you do kind of ratchet it up a little bit for flu season, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Every year, as we get into our typical flu seasons, we ratchet up the different cleaning, making sure, you know, looking at some guidelines with CDC to make sure that we're accomplishing what is expected of us from the traveling public.
And should something happen where there might be, you know, something as far as, you know, some, you know, people coming down with the various virus, you have protocol as an airport. It's not like you're going to get up one day and say, what should we do today? You have strict protocol with the CDC on anything that could happen.
Correct. And so let's focus on the individual. If someone comes into the airport that has the suspicion of having the virus, there's protocols that we have to follow.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the typical, you know, immediately for quarantine, that takes place. But the first thing that we do, or that any emergency responder would do to this situation, is provide protective equipment for the person that is suspected to have the virus. So mm-hmm. There's protective equipment for breathing. There's protective equipment for hands, face, for that individual. And then they'd be quarantined. And then medical help would be administered. And then after that, there are procedures that are outlined by the CDC on how to clean all the areas that that person has potentially come in contact with, and quarantine issues. So there's all kinds of procedures that we have to follow if there's a suspected case.
Mm-hmm.
And we take that very seriously. We have had implemented those procedures. So all of our staff is aware of what would happen, and we'll continue to monitor those situations as they become known. So working hand-in-hand with the air carrier is very important. But most of the cases, when you look at the travelers being impacted, coming in from overseas, those cases are really defined to about 11 airports across the country, mm-hmm. and those people are being monitored as they come into the country. And so that is, you know, first and foremost, the first front or first line prior to getting people into the domestic network. Now that we're starting to see cases domestically, those are that, you know, it raises the level again mm-hmm. to make sure we're watching locally to ensure if anybody has a reported case. So the public plea again comes to, if you suspect you're sick, stay home. Stay
contact
away.
Your primary yeah. doctor. Just yep. call, you know, that way and do that. Because obviously the hospitals are only going to have certain capacities, too, for the ER. The other thing that is kind of, when you hear a state declare a state of emergency, mm-hmm. that's kind of, you get a little bit concerned.
Get your attention,
right?
Yes, your exactly attention. Right, yes.
But they do that because they need to be able to go to resources with either federal funds or things that kick
correct.
In that they do. It's not necessarily have a widespread group of people that at that time. And we're seeing this more and more. When a case comes up, they're immediately doing the state of emergency. And, you know, I did some research on it. It just makes sense. Think about it when we have, like, Hurricane Sandy. Think about when we have different earthquakes and things like that. Mm-hmm. They immediately kick in and declare a state of emergency because it's a necessary element in order to get the proper resources they need from the government and then state.
That is correct. And it's a state of emergency is an emergency management tool mm-hmm. that local units of government can put into place to apply for federal funding, to apply for additional resources that may not normally be available, mm-hmm. To get those in line so that locally, if we need to quickly access those, they're available for that to happen. It is a tool for that, but it also is another point of it raises awareness.
Yes.
And so when we raise the awareness, then it just puts us in mind that those that, you know, we take for granted a lot of days. Hey, let's wash our hands more. Let's do more. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Let's
right.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, just let's changing behaviors.
Changing and, behaviors.
Yeah.
Sometimes cleaning our own house yeah. is a step to protecting the public.
What?
And so, yes. And
cleaning your house.
I did that over the weekend. You know what? The teenagers are really good at watching me clean the house.
Well, I feel fantastic. That same way. Yeah. I feel that same way.
You feel the pain.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, that's we start with each one of us, ourselves. We start with ourselves mm-hmm. to make it better for everybody else in the public.
Right. And, you know, as we get constantly from the tour companies, from everybody out there, the airlines, everyone ends their comments, we're all in this together. And that all in this together means exactly what you said, taking the personal touches that we need to do, but also an industry that's a $6 trillion mm-hmm. a year industry, the travel industry is, and 1 out of 10 people employed in the travel industry. I mean,
yeah,
that this is worldwide. I mean, as far as from it's not just the economy, but it is a industry that touches so many different bases, and we need to do the right stuff. We need to do the right things.
Absolutely.
And we have a lot of companies that we've worked with for years, companies that have been in business for some 100 years, some 90 years. They understand this because we've been through a lot of this in the past.
Yep, absolutely.
So, you know, I just wanted to make sure that, and I appreciate you coming on today because it's good to hear from a local basis what's going on, yep. what things are out there.
You know, and I want to give a lot of credit to our local health department, Grand Traverse County. They're very involved, very knowledgeable. We've seen Facebook posts. We've seen messages out there. And we'll continue to see that and continue to monitor the situation. And so I give a shout out to those that are really being proactive and we're doing the work.
Mm-hmm, most definitely. And then, you know, and as you decide you're going on a little bit of a vacation to
I'm still yeah. planning to take my spring break vacation. So
I hear that a lot from our clients yep. who are in the office saying, we're going.
Yeah, we're absolutely, you know, I think Northern Michigan, we've been through winter. We've been through flu season ourselves. We all wanna look to that warm destination, that break.
Definitely.
And so, yeah, my personal plans are still to travel.
And what we're seeing, too, if anyone wants to try to cancel and do the things, a lot of the waivers and things like that, you can postpone your trip. You can book it, you know, further down the line. Or some people are really coming and saying, I just want to stay in the United States. You know, I just want to, you know, go someplace and stay here.
Change it up.
And go to our national parks. Do things like that. Change it up.
Yeah. See America.
Which makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little closer to home. A little bit of a comfort feeling as well. But again, you know, that's it's a personal choice.
You got it. Yep, absolutely.
So we, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Bonnie Pintozzi, the Travel Authority. Where are you guys located once again?
We are right downtown where we have been for 40 years at 116 Cass Street. And we're right there next to the Franklin restaurant. So we'll help anybody with any questions and things that they have as well.
Yeah, and I would assume you're getting hit with a lot of questions about what's going on.
Definitely.
About things. But that's interesting what you say about... you know, maybe just not canceling our trip, but just changing it up. And we'll stay stateside and go find out different things we've not seen in this country yet. I mean, look, there are pluses and minuses to everything. And so there you go. Well, Kevin Klein, nice to see you.
Thank you for having me.
By the way, Kevin and I elbow bumped and foot tapped. Felt really awkward.
I can tell you it was really awkward to watch.
But we smiled.
We did it.
What are they doing? All right, we'll be right back.
The colors of the rainbow.